This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is calm and clear today. A gentle breeze cools Tel Aviv while Jerusalem enjoys sunny skies. In Haifa, it's a bright day with temperatures comfortable for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 2 hours ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu promised powerful strikes in Lebanon, yet the IDF remains restrained as Hezbollah continues its operations. Also, earlier today, from the Times of Israel, Hezbollah claims 2 attacks on IDF troops in South Lebanon's Taibe. President Herzog expressed relief over Trump being unharmed in what he called a heinous shooting. Also this hour, a report from JNS. An IAF strike eliminated a Hamas cell in central Gaza, including Hazem Rami Ali Aidi, who infiltrated Israel last year. Separately, Ynet earlier reported that Netanyahu ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah violated a ceasefire with rocket attacks toward the Galilee Panhandle. And finally, from Axios, a ceasefire announcement by Trump. The proposed 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in negotiating peace with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osseran reported just minutes ago. Iran's deputy parliament speaker, Ali Nikzad, declared that Iran will not revert the Strait of Hormuz to its previous state, per the Supreme Leader's directive. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel wrote 20 minutes ago. Iran executed a man for his involvement in a jihadist group and armed rebellion, from Honest Reporting, posted 27 minutes ago. They questioned whether foreign media would cover Hamas's mistreatment of Palestinians, suggesting it doesn't align with the usual narrative. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's position on Lebanon, Israel Hayom noted the tension between his public statements and the IDF's actions. Despite calls for strong retaliation, the military has shown restraint. This situation raises concerns about Hezbollah's growing boldness. Turning to the developments in Taibe, the Times of Israel highlighted the potential escalation of conflict. 2 alleged Hezbollah attacks on IDF troops could destabilize the area further. This fuels fears of broader regional tensions. Meanwhile, JNS reported on the targeted IAF strike in Gaza. The elimination of a Hamas cell, including a key infiltrator from last year, underscores ongoing security operations. This action is part of broader efforts to curb militant threats against Israel. In a related development, Ynet covered Netanyahu's response to ceasefire violations. The firing of rockets from Lebanon prompted immediate military alerts in the Galilee. This escalation could impact civilian safety and regional stability. And finally, Axios explored Trump's ceasefire announcement. While aimed at reducing hostilities, the proposal presents political challenges for Netanyahu. Navigating this could influence Israel's diplomatic relations with both Lebanon and Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business. Investors are showing strong interest in certain companies for 2025. The Maya system data reveals the top 10 in-demand companies and highlights significant bond market activity. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reported a heartwarming reunion. After 9 years, 250 immigrants from the Menashe tribe have reunited with their families in Israel. This marks a significant moment for the community. And finally, from Ynet Business, Band, an Israeli startup, launched with $17 million in funding. Their platform connects AI agents, promoting collaboration and shared context in the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.